Rav Nachman said on his stories that there's a lot of deep secrets in his stories. A lot of deep secrets. Even someone who knows a lot of Kabbalah is a big Mekubal. He learns Arizal. He knows all the Sefer Arizal. Even he could understand the deep secrets. He could understand and gain knowledge from the stories. On the other hand, also, someone, a regular person, doesn't know too much. He could also gain from the stories from trying to understand on a simple level. He said, because most of the stories could awaken and draw a person's heart very much to Hashem. To return to Hashem with truth, to learn Torah and Davin, and to turn away from Olam Hazeh, from all the vanities of this world, and Bizecha to merit to go stay away from bad and try to come close to Hashem. And Kutei Etzot says, by Achila, by Letter Ches, it says there are some people that sleep away their lives. And there's some people, they look like good people, they look like nice people, and still they sleep away their lives. And even sometimes it seems that the person is serving Hashem and they're learning and they're davening, but really it's all in the aspect of sleep. Because it's just down here it looks like they're serving Hashem. And Hashem really doesn't get so much pleasure from their service. And these people, even tight people like this, they have to be woken up from their sleep. And we know it's impossible for them to awaken the presence of Shemayim until they awaken. They have to do something in this world to wake them up. If we do something in this world, then from Shemayim they'll help us. So one of the things we could do in this world so we shouldn't waste our life sleeping is to hear the stories of tzaddikim, to hear the stories from true tzaddikim. Because these are the power to awaken us from our spiritual slumber. And bring them, not sit over here, lucky is the person who marries to come to a tzaddik that could awaken him from his sleep. They shouldn't sleep away his life. Chas v'shalom. Also in the introduction to Sipurim Maaseiyos, Rav Nachman also writes that Rav Nachman, before he started the first story, he said, behold, I'm going to start to tell stories. Now I'm going to start to tell you stories. And Rav Nachman understood, what does that mean? Rav Nachman understood that to mean that after Rav Nachman, I worked so hard, saying such high Torahs and high Sikhas and such high ideas, and it's not helping you to come close to Hashem, you're still struggling, so now I have a different medicine for you. My next medicine is that I can give you these stories. And these stories are very, very high spiritual secrets. And they have a very strong power in them to arouse us, to wake up our neshama, in order to come back to Hashem. But especially, we're going to be learning about Hashem, the story of the Chacham Etam, the ninth story of the main 13 main stories. And in this story specifically, you see it's really pretty simple to see, to understand what the message is. And every person, as sometimes, well, they'll see themselves as the chacham, as the sophisticate, how we act like the sophisticate. Other times we'll see how we act as the simpleton, as the tam, as the simpleton. Our job is to try to understand and get clarity that wherever we're acting like the chacham, we should try to switch. We should try to act like the Tam. We want to try to change gears and try to act more like the simpleton. So let's try. We'll start the story. It says the story. There was two homeowners in one city, and they were both very wealthy. They had very large houses, and they had two children. Each one had one son, and they both learned in one school. They both started off at the same starting point. They both started off in the same school. They both had a good neshama. They both started off the same exact situation. Sometimes you say, oh, if I was in that person's situation, I would be different. If I would have been born this way and that way, it would have been different. We see it's not true. No matter what the condition the person started off with, it was a free choice. Take different paths. We have two sons that they're exactly the same. They learned in the same schools. They're the same situation. However, Eloah, one of these two children, one was intellectual, he's sophisticated, he understood, he was very quick, he's very sharp. And the other one is very simple. Not that he was a fool, but he was very low level of knowledge, he was slow. And these two children, they loved each other very much. Even though they were so different, since they were still children, they loved each other very much. Even though one was a chacham, one was sophisticated, and one was simple, still they loved each other. They loved each other very much. Because when they were still children, even the sophisticated, he didn't get into his gaiva yet. He didn't fall into his gaiva and really think he's so great. They were children, they didn't look beyond where they were. They were busy playing in their own, on their own level. And there was a time that the two homeowners, they lost their money, and slowly they lost more and more of their money until they lost everything and they became very poor. And all they had left was their houses. The only thing they had left was their houses. Sometimes people, they have money, they think, oh, I have money, so maybe it's going to be good, I have everything. But what happens when they lose their money? What are they left with? All they're left with is the houses, the effort they put into their house, all the work they put into their family, trying to build them and teach them to do the right thing. That's all they have left. So in the end, that's all they have left. Right? The Bible says, you don't take anything when you die. You don't take the gold and silver. You don't take anything. So even if a person thinks, oh, I have money, whatever the situation is, the end, all they're left with is with their house. The examples they gave and the chinuch they gave to their children and to their family, that's what they taught them. That's what's going to stay and that's what's going to remain. See, even after the homeowners lost their money, all they were left was with their house. Then afterwards, the children, they began to grow up. So the father told the children, we don't have money to pay for you, to support you anymore. Go do what you got to do. Go find a job. So the simpleton went, and he learned how to be a shoemaker. He went a simple job. It could help him make a decent salary. It was simple. He went, he was in a city, he looked around, what could I find? What kind of job could I find? Simply, he went to Emun, Hashem sent me. Fine, very good, Hashem sent me a job, a shoemaker. But the sophisticated, he was very sophisticated, he didn't want to do such a simple job. He could also, his friend got a job, he could also became a shoemaker. His friend's learning how to be a shoemaker now. He could also learn how to be a shoemaker. But what happens, he made a conscious decision. He said, let me go in the world, and I want to see what there is to do. He wasn't happy in his town looking at what Hashem sent him, where Hashem guided him. He wasn't interested in what Hashem put in front of him. He wanted to be smarter than that. Which means he made a conscious decision, which is good to make a conscious decision. And we need, Rambam says, the reason why we don't do tshuva is we don't have yeshiva das. We're not tranquil. We don't have tranquility of the mind to try to make the right decisions. Over here, the Chacham, he did have the clarity. He did make the decision. However, he didn't put Hashem into his equation. It was true. He did the right thing, that he sat and he thought about it and he came out with the decision. The problem was he only relied on his own seichel, on his own intellect, his own knowledge, what he thinks is good for him. He didn't bother to ask Hashem. He didn't bother to ask a tzaddik to guide him. He didn't bother to daven on it and look at Hashem's situation. Like the simpleton, he looked, what Hashem give me? He may be born in this town. Very good, let me look for a job in my town. And finally, I became a simple shoemaker. But the Chacham, he didn't look where Hashem was guiding him. And he himself decided on his own that he's going to go in the world and look what he could do. He went in the marketplace and he saw a wagon was drawn by four horses and it was saddled. It looked like a beauty. He went to the market. He saw, let's say the guy went to the market. He saw a beautiful car. He saw a car with people. So I said, Rasa Vinasa was running, he was going, he looked very nice. So he spoke up, he said to the merchants, where are you from? They told him they're from Warsaw. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Warsaw. They said, they're going to Warsaw. So he asked them, maybe you need people, you need helpers? So they saw that he was very smart and he was quick and it was good in their eyes. They took him with them. And he served them very well on the road. So we see here, in the end, he wanted to look for a better job than the Tam. The Tam, what the Tam? The Tam, the simpleton, he went and he became a shoemaker. He was looking for something better. He said, I have to go out into the world to find something better. But at this point, he didn't find a better job. The Tam's job, the Sibylda's job, was much more respectable than his job. Right? His job was he had to be like a servant to these people, to these merchants. When they got to Warsaw, since he was intellectual, he thought to himself, since I'm already in Warsaw, why should I connect with these people? Maybe there's something better than them. Maybe there's something better. And he said, let me go see. He started asking about the people who brought him there, if there's better people than him. They're good people. So they told him, you know, these people you're with they're really very good. However, it's very hard to be with them because they travel a lot. So what happened? So he decided, you know, I have to look for a better job. This is another mistake that the sophisticate made. There were a few mistakes he made. First of all, it says he's already decided, I'm not working with these people anymore. I'm not working with them anymore. Why do you have to ask other people? It's Lashon Hara. If there's a purpose, right, why you want to ask about the people who you're working for, okay, so then you can ask about them. But if there's no reason to look into them, so then it's Lashon Hara. Secondly, he asked people, who do you ask advice from? You go to Tzadik to ask advice. Who do you go to ask advice from? He went to some guys he met in the market, he never spoke to them in his life. Some guys, he's in the market, and he asked some other people, by the way, you know. Which means the mistake was, he got his ideas from the street. He didn't look for what Hashem wants for me. What does Hashem want for me? Where's Hashem guiding me? Because Hashem guided me for these people, and I'm working for them, and it's great. This is the path Hashem's guiding me on. And what happened? People told him, oh, it's not better. People told him, oh, it's really good, but it's just, there's one point that's a little bit hard. So Rav Nachman says that the Tzahara on his own is very weak. His main helpers are other people. So if not for other people, it wouldn't be near as hard. If you live on an island just to eat Tzahara, it wouldn't be so difficult. The reason why it's so difficult is the Tzahara makes himself a lot of helpers. He has the people, and the people, all the deterrents that push it away from Hashem, say, oh, what do you do that for? And they're the biggest people that hold us back from the Hashem. So this person, he could have thought to himself, what am I asking people for their advice? What do they know? Stop people in the markets. You see, meet a guy in the street, you start asking him advice. But be careful also not to get, where are we getting our advice from? Who's guiding us? Am I getting all my, where do I get my values from? Right? Am I getting my values from the Torah, from Hashem, from Tzadikim? Or am I getting my values from the street? Many people, even though without realizing it, they get their values from the media. Because they keep on hearing what everything going on, that's much beyond them. That makes a difference. That changes them. A person, when they hear so much about a certain thing, they hear different things, that's what changes them. Be careful to try to get my derech, get my path, certainly from the tzaddikim, from the Torah. Another big mistake the sophisticate made over here was, he looked at that it wasn't perfect. He already asked the people. Fine, he asked them. He asked other people advice. And they told him, it's good to be with these people, but there's one thing, there's one negative part, that they travel a lot. Right? So again, he listened to the people, he made a mistake. Because him, originally, he liked to travel a lot. Why didn't he just stay in his city? He could have stayed in his city and become a shoemaker. Why did he travel? Why did he decide? Because he wanted to travel originally, right? So originally, he wanted to travel. So Hashem was helping him, okay, you know what you want to travel? I'll let you travel in a kosher way. You'll travel. You'll also learn how to be a merchant with these people. You'll also be Michael. You'll also be doing something with your life. Instead of traveling the world, wasting your time, right? I'll help you. So Hashem was guiding him again. At first, even though he made a decision which wasn't exactly the right decision, Hashem was still guiding him. Hashem is still helping us. Even after we make a mistake, we make one turn on the road, wrong turn. Hashem's still helping us. Fine, you know what? You chose, you want to travel the world. Fine, you could have stayed in your city, fine. But now already, I'm guiding you, I'm giving you on a silver platter what you wanted. In a kosher way, in a way that you'll be useful in your life. You'll work for people, you'll have a job, you'll also make money, you'll also learn about the world, you'll also learn how to be a merchant. But again, he listened to the people that told him it's not good to travel. For him, it was good to travel. He wanted to travel. This is what his neshama, this is what he wanted. He had an urge to travel. So travel and do it in a good way. And complete your tikkun by traveling. Again, he used the people, he listened to them. But for them, it sounded like a negative thing. Who wants to be traveling their whole life, right? Maybe they were married, didn't want to travel. He's a single guy, he wanted to travel. For him, he was happy to travel. But again, he listened to the people who don't know what's good for him. He didn't speak to Hashem, what's good for me. He didn't make a spoiler verse, what could be good for me, what's good for me. And he asked the people, instead of speaking to Hashem, and asking Tzadikim for guidance. Also, even if he listened to the piece, but they told him, they were right. He told him, you know what? It's not the best thing. You know, it's 95% a great job. They're good people, and it's a good job. But you have to travel. So why should we give it up? Why should you give us such a job? Why should you give us such a job? You should have confidence. This is what Hashem gave me. Hashem gave me. This is the job Hashem gave me. This is the job Hashem gave me. It's not perfect. Hashem doesn't want it to be perfect the way I think is perfect. If Hashem made it like this, it must be this is perfect. Must be. This is good for me. Because many times we have situations that it's pretty good. It's a little bit didn't work out for us. A little bit's not perfect. We get thrown off. We need a new situation. We need a new job. We need a new place to learn. We all of a sudden we lose everything when a little bit isn't perfect. And that's really all the Yetzirah. If the Yetzirah tells you if it's a little bit is lacking, the whole thing's worthless. The whole thing is nothing. It's always the Yetzirah of Yiyush. That's what he told him. He told him that, you know what? Since there's a little bit not working for you, therefore give up the whole job. It was a good job. He had a good job. But a little bit wasn't working out for you, then he gave up. He gave up his job. Really, you needed confidence. What type of confidence? Not confidence that I'm great. Self-confidence that I'm great because it's me. He needed confidence that Hashem is guiding me. What's real self-confidence? Not that, that I'm the greatest in the world, that I could do it. I could do it as Gaiva. Real confidence is Hashem could help me do it. And Hashem is guiding me. And whatever Hashem gives me is good for me. And whatever I'm lacking also is good for me. That's confidence. Confidence I'm doing the right thing, I'm trying. And if we're not sure if we're doing the right thing, fine to stop and think about it. Maybe I could do better. Maybe I could change what I'm doing. Maybe I could do better. Oh, so what happened? What did he do next? He went and he saw people, like merchants that sold clothing. And he saw them, when he looked at them, he saw them, wow, these people are walking in a certain style, the way they walk. They walked with a certain gaiva, right? And they had fancy hats and shoes. He saw businessmen. He went to the market, and he's used to from a small city. He never saw such a thing, a fancy businessman dressed nice. He came to the marketplace. All of a sudden he sees people all dressed up. They look nice to him. He saw them with pointy shoes and the way they walked and their clothing. And he understood. He said, you know what? It looks nice to me. It looks nice to me. Therefore, maybe I can work for these people. So we see how the outside was what was convincing him. Wasn't the inside? He didn't think about the job. He didn't think, what type of job they have? What type of job is this? Right? Well, he looked at the outside. He was just focusing on the outside. And when the Chazal says, your eye sees and your heart converts, all of a sudden your heart wants. Just from looking at the outside, he saw all the fashion and he forgot about Hashem. He forgot about what does Hashem want for me. He forgot about what's really a good job. Maybe I'm a smart guy, what I need to sell clothing. That's what a guy like me has to do. Doesn't seem like that's the way Hashem was guiding. Hashem made you so smart with the style of clothing. And over here, Nachman specifically writes, he was a very smart man. To remind us to look how foolish he is. He's so smart. He was a bar-havan of a chark. He was so sharp. What's he going to do? He's going to be a salesman in the store, put people's clothes on. People will come for a suit. Okay, let me see. It fits you. It doesn't fit you. Put it on. Let me see the shoulders. That's what the person did, because he went after his eyes. So we see how foolish mistakes. We go after our eyes. We look around. And we end up going after our eyes. We can make such foolish mistakes. And like Shalom HaMelech says, Sheker Achim, the Hevelayah. It's all Sheker. This that looks beautiful, it's all Sheker. So we see that, again, he went after his eyes, and he looked what's good. He wanted to look for the outside world what's good. So now that he looked at the other people walking by, right? And so So he went to the people who brought him there. And he also said, you know what, the original job I had, you have to go travel a lot. This job, you know, it's more local. You don't have to travel a lot. You can stay in one place. You have a clothing store. You stay in one place. And again, to him, we said earlier, it seems like it was better for him to travel all over. He wanted to travel. But he said, oh, you know what? It must be it's better to stay. Many times people, they can have jobs that they need to travel around, which is a good job for them. But they say, you know what? I don't want to take that job. I'd rather stay local. Depends on the person, depends on the situation. In his case, it was better for him to travel. And not only that, the Gemara says of Shmuel HaNavi that he used to travel a lot. Wherever he went, Beis HaIma, he knew how to relocate. He had the ability. Fine, this is what Hashem wants me to travel a lot. Fine. So I'll try my best to relocate wherever I am. Try to do the best. Because people have to travel a lot. Rav Nachman says, if you're in a situation to travel or not to travel, don't be stubborn not to travel. This is what you have to say. Don't be stubborn not to travel. Because for your tikkun, you might have to travel. So don't be stubborn not to travel. There are times that Hashem, for your tikkun, Hashem knows it's good for you to travel. So if you're in a situation, sometimes you need to travel. To try to see, what does Hashem want for me? Try to make a cheshbon nefesh, what Hashem wants for me. Is it good for me? Is it not good for me to travel? So he went to the people who travel with him. He told him, thank you very much. You know, and it's true, you brought me here all the way to Warsaw. But this day, you brought me here. I worked for you on the way. That should pay for the trip here. See, even at this point, the Chacham, he wasn't messed up yet. We see the Chacham slowly, step by step. He strayed more and more from the right path. Originally, he was in school. He was a good person with a good heart. But slowly, he strayed off the right path. Because even thank them, say, you know, thank you, he's honest, that, you know, maybe because he brought me here, that's going to help for the travel that I worked through, that should pay for it. We do see something good that the Chacham did was, before he dropped his original job, he chose another job. He went to look for another job. Many times in life, we don't like one situation we're in, and we don't like it, we drop the situation. You have to realize, you can't throw the dirty water out of the bucket until you have clean water. So make sure we're in a situation where it's a job, it's a chavrusa, it's a situation that's not the best situation. Don't throw out my opportunity that I have now because it's not working out until I have a better option. Don't be left with nothing. So the Chacham over here, he was fine. He did the right thing. Even though he wasn't so excited about his job now because he had to travel very far. But then he didn't drop the right way. First he found another job. Then he went back to his original job. He told him, you know what? I think it's not the best thing for me to be with you. I found a better job. So that was a good thing to Chacham. At this point, he still didn't get, he wasn't totally messed up. As we go on further, he strayed more and more. So what happened? He went and he hired himself by one Balabais. And the way it works is you have to work, like every business, you have to work yourself up slowly. You can't just start, you don't start at the top. You have to work up slowly. Your job. So, and first you get less money, you have to do harder work, do a lot of schlepping, and then you go up, you work your way up. So the Baal Bais would make him do very hard work. And he told him, go schlep them with the merchandise from here, from there, he's working for a clothing store. And sometimes if they carry, it's very hard, if they carry the bag like this, they carry the bag, many bags like this, and it was very hard and stuff like that. Sometimes you have to go up very high, walk up a lot of steps, and it was very hard. He said to himself, I'm such a philosopher, and I understand so much. Why do I have to work like this? So again, we see he originally said this is a good job for him. Right? Originally he decided that it's a good job for him. And he knew in the beginning it's going to be hard for him. He's going to have to work hard. So all of a sudden now, when it got hard, a little bit hard, he started to change his mind. We have to be careful. Many times we make a decision, a conscious decision. It's the right decision to make. We make a certain decision, it's the right decision. But once this gets hard, we start saying, oh, you know, I don't know if I want, really should do this. Maybe it's not good for me. We start coming up with all kinds of excuses and ideas. But if we originally decided it's good for me, all of a sudden now it became hard, we should keep on doing it. Because just became it became hard now, so that's just laziness that's telling us it's the wrong job for us. We already decided, originally, we thought about it, we decided it should be good for us. Fine, so just because it's a little hard is not a reason why we should drop this job. Because if we think, if it's a good job for me, fine, let me wait, let me have patience, let me work myself up in this business. Eventually I'll get there. Right? Why originally did I leave the other job? Because I felt this job is better for me. Fine, so this job is better for me. Let me continue this job. It's a little bit hard for me now. It's true, it's hard for me. But let me try to keep on going. So we see here, even though it sounds like he made Yishuv HaDas, he made decisions, but at this point, it doesn't even sound like he made Yishuv HaDas anymore. It was, he did think to himself, well, it wasn't originally. Originally we said he had Yishuv HaDas. He made a conscious decision. Now he said Yishuv HaDas, but he thought to himself. So as he strays more and more, he goes after his taivas. He doesn't make such conscious decisions anymore. The minute it gets a little bit hard, it's to change his whole direction. So we see that right now, his decisions aren't real decisions. Even though he thinks that he's making decisions, really they're not decisions. Also, he should have looked with Hashgacha Pratis, right? He should have been happy b'chalka, right? What did Chazal say? Ezu Asher, who is the rich man? Hasameach b'chalka, is happy with Islam. He should have realized, this is where Hashem sent me. Let me be happy. Especially in this situation, you can work yourself up slowly. He said, for now, this is what Hashem wants from me. For right now, it's true, I didn't get to the top yet. But let me work. Obviously, Hashem wants, you can't get instant gratitude, instant results. That's what we always want, instant results. He wants instant. He wants to already be at the top of the top of the ladder. He really wants to have the best job in the company. Sometimes you have to wait. Even in this world, in Parnassa, a person has to be on a simple level, be happy with what he has, and keep on trying and going the derech that Hashem put in. Especially if he chose it. It's true, in the beginning, it could be it's a hard work, and you have to work hard and you get paid very little. Have to be happy. This is what Hashem wants from you. And try to work hard and put the effort in. And then you'll proceed. And we'll see that someone who has patience and keeps on being persistent, then they'll be successful. Because the Chacham, he could have got a good job over here, even in the clothing. He could have worked in a clothing factory, worked his way up. Could have got a very good job. He could have come to the top of the company. If he would have been successful, he would have stayed here. The problem was that he could never focus on the real tachlis. He always looked at the outside that never brought him to the real tachlis. He always choosing something because of its exterior. He always, all his decisions were because of something he looked on the outside. Without looking, making decisions good for me, that asking Hashem what was good for me. And that's, if you're looking for the exterior, you're not going to be satisfied. Even if you're happy in the beginning, afterwards, you're going to go to the next step. You're no longer going to be happy. The person who knows, this is Hashem's tachlis, this is my tachlis, this is my purpose, he'll keep putting in effort. It's like any job. Like Chazal said, yagata umatzasa tamen. If you worked hard and you found, then we believe you. In order to get anywhere, you have to work hard. Right? If a person says, I didn't work hard and I found success, you don't believe him. So a person has to make a conscious decision. If I have clarity, I need to do a certain thing, I have to do anything and everything I can, and not to back out because of any hardships. So if this is the emes what I need, then I have to try to do it as much as I can. At this point, the Chacham, the Sfiska, decided to look at the tachlis, the purpose. It doesn't mean he's going to get the right purpose. The first step of the person always is, let me think about the purpose. What's the goal? What's the goal? What's my goal of what I'm doing? What the Chacham say now? Isn't the main thing just for the goal to marry a lady, to get married, and to have parnasta? But it wasn't for Emunah, it wasn't for Hashem. His goal was, what's my purpose in life? To get married and have parnasa, have livelihood to feed my family. But just to get married and support my family, people say, why do you have to work? What do you mean? I need to get married and support my family. That's not a goal in itself. If a person is just doing it just to get married, just to have parnasa to get married, there's no goal in itself. But if a person has the right goal in mind, I want to build a family, come close to Hashem, I want to come close to Hashem, then there's a very big meaning in getting married and supporting a family. If a person not goal is not to serve Hashem, what does a person need to get married and have children for? Just to work hard? Why should you get married for? It's not to serve Hashem, to come close to Hashem, to help a family come close to Hashem. What do you need to get married for? Just to have hardships? So we see, even though, yes, it's not easy to be married. And so that to have, be married to children, you have to give a lot, to give and break yourself and break all the selfishness. But if I'm doing it with the intention for the tachlis, for the purpose in this world, I'm in this purpose to come close to Hashem, to have emunah, and you know that this will help me come to emunah. Having a wife and children will help me come to emunah. And I'll help them come to emunah, and help my children learn Torah, then a person could have an unbelievable aspiration to get married, to have children. Rabbi Hashem should help us, zecher, to follow the ways of the Tam, and go away from the ways of the Chacham. Shkaya.